الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لو خرجوا فيكم ما زادوكم إلا خبالا ولأوضعوا خلالكم يبغونكم الفتنة وفيكم سماعون لهم والله عليم بالظالمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Today we are discussing just 10th Surah Tawbah, Ayah 47. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually gave a social behavior which is extremely important for us to learn if we have to live in a society. Big portion of the Quran will become irrelevant if you are doing an individual interpretation of the Quran. This ayah you cannot understand without understanding the society and the social behavior of the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Tawbah, مَا زَادُكُمْ إِلَّا خَبَالًا. Hypocrites, the troublemakers in the time of Rasulullah sallam, they would not sacrifice their life and their wealth, especially they would not participate in the big events. Battle of Tabuk came, Rasulullah sallam is gathering an army. These munafiq, these hypocrites, would never participate in any big event. Because obviously when the big events of Tabuk and Uhud and all these events are coming, they have to sacrifice with their wealth and with their life. So they would try to escape away by giving these excuses. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of Tabuk, he was worried that why some of these people who are influential not participating with us when we are actually going to the journey of Tabuk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave his reason that why he out of his divine wisdom have kept these people away from your congregation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave three reasons and it's extremely important for any social behavior. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا زَادُكُمْ إِلَّا خَبَالًا. These are the people, if they would have been with you, O Muslim community, they would have caused fitna, they would have caused corruption, they would have caused confusion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have kept them away so that you can focus on your goals. Second, Allah says, وَلَأَوْضَعُوا خِلَالَكُمْ يَبَغُونَكُمُ الْفِتْنَةِ. If they would have come, they would have inculcated negative energy among the Muslims. They would have felt discouraged and demotivated because of these people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have kept them away. And the last thing Allah says, وَفِيكُمْ سَمَّعُونَ لَهُمْ. And some of your team members will blindly follow these people because these are influential people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his divine wisdom, have kept these people away so you and your team can focus on your event and your Tabuk, the journey of Tabuk. What we are learning here is that if you are barred, if you are prevented from participating in Islamic events, from being part of the Islamic team, ask yourself, instead of complaining about that this Islamic team, this masjid, this event have so much politics, ask yourself, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have kept me away from this khair, from this good, because of my personal reasons, because of my personal ego. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all the ability to clean our heart. Ameen ya Rabb.